Imagine staring at your financial statements, wondering why profits remain stubbornly low despite steady sales. You've cut costs, increased marketing, and expanded your product line, yet the bottom line barely budgets. What if the answer was hiding in plain sight? According to pricing expert Peter Hill, most businesses are leaving significant money on the table through ineffective pricing strategies. Companies report profit increases of 4,100% after implementing his methods. Even Warren Buffett cites proper pricing as a key indicator when evaluating acquisition targets. The revolution isn't complex economic theory. It's challenging deeply ingrained assumptions about how pricing actually works. Most businesses have never received formal pricing training, creating a knowledge gap that breeds fear and indecision. Like learning a language, pricing skills need development through education and practice rather than painful trial and error. While most business owners focus on reducing costs or increasing turnover to improve profitability, these approaches often conflict. Marketing expenses rise with growth efforts, while cost cutting can restrict capacity. The promised economies of scale rarely materialize as costs typically grow alongside expansion. Hill identifies five ways to grow any business: increase customer numbers, transaction frequency, average transaction value, prices, and efficiency. Of these, increasing prices has the most immediate impact on profits. For a business with a 30% gross margin, a 10% price increase would allow you to lose up to 25% of customers while maintaining the same profit. Business owners resist this approach because salespeople typically blame price when quotes aren't won. Yet research shows customers leave due to perceived indifference, 68%, rather than price issues, less than 10%. Trust, clarity, delivery speed, and follow-up matter far more than price in most purchase decisions. Most businesses don't track conversion rates, rarely follow up on quotes, and never investigate lost sales. Without proper data, they incorrectly assume price is the deciding factor. The quickest path to higher profits is simply charging more, with greater impact than any other growth method. Most businesses rely on four flawed pricing methods. Cost plus pricing ignores market reality. When suppliers offer discounts, businesses often reduce prices unnecessarily, though customer value perception remains unchanged. Pricing just below competitors fails because there's always someone willing to go lower. Only massive operations like Walmart can profitably be the cheapest. Similarly, relying on customers' claims about competitor prices yields unreliable information. Adding a standard percentage to last year's prices wrongly assumes customer value increases at the same rate as inflation. Relying on judgment rather than analysis leads to inconsistency. Partners at one law firm quoted prices varying by 100% for identical work. Value pricing is the only effective approach, establishing what you're offering is worth to each customer. Car buyers don't ask about manufacturing costs, they evaluate based on personal value perception. Apple sets smartphone prices based on market research, not cost-plus formulas. The fundamental principle is simple. The only important factor is customer perceived value. If your price is $100 and customers value it at $120, they see a bargain. At $80, no sale occurs. At $100, it's a fair deal. Smart pricing increases per sale value by boosting transaction volume, selling complementary products, upgrading customers to higher specification options, or charging more for the same product. Multiple price tiers capture value from different customer segments. Some customers choose gold/top tier options as status statements, while others select bronze/entry level due to budget constraints. Single price strategies either leave money on the table from premium customers or exclude budget-conscious ones. When customers see multiple price points, their perception shifts. A $100 bronze option alone might seem like good value to 50% of customers. But when presented alongside $300 gold and $200 silver options, that same $100 bronze appears excellent value to 75% of customers. The relationship between price tiers is crucial. You can adjust entry-level prices to make higher tiers seem better value, reduce premium prices to encourage upgrades, or modify mid-tier pricing to optimize movement between levels. Ensure visible differentiation justifies price gaps. Make silver to gold upgrades easier than bronze to silver, and limit options to 3 to prevent confusion. Business owners often fear raising prices, believing customers will inevitably leave. This assumption is rarely true. Most customers aren't nearly as price sensitive as businesses believe. Car buyers rarely choose the cheapest option, instead weighing numerous practical and emotional factors. Supermarket shoppers choose stores based on factors beyond price, convenience, product range, and loyalty programs. Even with basic items like baked beans, customers willingly pay premium prices for perceived quality. When plumbers offer tiered pricing from $40 to $100, only about 20% choose the cheapest option, with most preferring reliability and quality. A European electrical wholesaler survey confirmed customers prioritized on-time delivery and stock availability above price. Unless businesses clearly communicate their value-added elements, price becomes the default decision factor. Companies that highlight availability, reliability, customer service, and delivery speed make price less important in customers' decision-making. The truth is, people rarely buy the cheapest option. Businesses need to identify the multiple factors customers consider, explain them better, and continuously improve them to outperform competitors. Every purchase involves a risk-reward calculation. Customers seek value while fearing overpayment or poor quality, concerns that often delay buying decisions. Higher prices naturally amplify perceived risk as customers question whether the premium is justified. To command higher prices, businesses must reduce this risk perception. Guarantees serve as powerful risk reversals. Many businesses offer to match or beat competitors' prices, as do guarantees to be 10% cheaper than competitors or refunds the difference. These guarantees work effectively because most customers don't verify prices. They simply trust the store has ensured competitive pricing. A business consultancy case shows how pricing options with varying guarantees can boost profits. They presented 3 options: a fixed $20,000 fee, buyer assumes risk; a $30,000 fee payable only if deemed worthwhile, seller assumes risk; and a hybrid with $7,500 upfront plus up to $17,500 success fee, shared risk. For consultants, the guaranteed option can yield a 50% premium, even if only 2/3 of clients pay the full fee. Getting pricing right is the quickest route to improving your bottom line, much faster than increasing turnover or reducing costs. Higher prices boost profitability, though some customers may leave. You simply need to determine if the benefits outweigh the consequences. Don't overthink what-if scenarios. Select 2 or 3 relevant ideas and implement them immediately. Treat pricing as an ongoing business skill, requiring continual adjustment. Form a pricing team with complementary skills from sales, finance, and HR. For the simplest solution, just raise your prices. The customers who leave were likely unprofitable anyway, while those who stay will generate more profit. Start with a 5% across-the-board increase, announce it to senior staff without debate, and implement it next month. The most important step is to act. Increase prices, train your sales team to handle objections, and add value for critical customers who might resist. Your business is likely already worth more than you have the courage to charge.